See a ministry five here. The deacons wanted to do a ministry five this morning about the pantry, and I asked if I could do it. Because I got involved with the pantry pretty much when I came on staff here with Thurman doing the Bible study and then later took over that. Let me tell you a little bit about this, though. If you're new to Grace and Peace, if you've been around Grace and Peace, you know this exists, right? You know, the pantry is, we have a food pantry that has operated since the 1970s. I had to ask Melody, because I didn't know when this started, but this has been going on for a long time. So we have these two foundational ministries. We have the food pantry and we have the women's shelter, and you're going to be hearing more about the women's shelter as we get closer to fall. And but the problem, as you know, is that we are in the midst of these COVID restrictions, and we just can't do ministry in the same way. We've gone through about 3 months of transitional time, but the problem is the needs don't quit. The problem is, in fall, women are still going to need shelter, and even now, people are still needing food. And so we have to find ways to think outside the box, so that we can minister to our community safely, but also be able to minister to them. But one of the ways that we did this, and one of the ways I got involved, as I said, was the Bible study. And it was a wonderful thing. First and third Wednesday, we would gather downstairs in the fellowship hall, and a number of the women, some men, would come and prepare a meal. I could always remember smelling it in my office there, so it was always starting to come up into my office and make me hungry. So at 12:30, though, we would be going through a Bible study. And we'd meet, we'd hang out, we'd share a meal, and we'd study scriptures, all of us, the members and also the people who are coming for the pantry. And it's just a great time together. It's a great time to be in the Word of God. It's a great time to get to know other people in our community. And then we are also doing a ministry. And that's been a wonderful blessing as well, not only to the people of the community, but to us. They have also blessed us. And I want to encourage you as we move on, because the pantry is still operating. And as we think outside the box right now, as you see in the Tucket, you can check out what Deb wrote in the Tucket about the pantry. It's still going. They had to move it outside. And Mike and Rose, I know, do it on every other Wednesday night. And the schedule is, there's a schedule posted, I think, downstairs. I don't see it in here. But the pantry is continuing to go. And what I want to encourage you, if you've never been involved with the pantry, to come talk to one of us about it. Maybe you can't give all this time. Maybe you can't come during the day, but maybe you could do an evening. But also, we need help thinking outside the box. We need help how we can connect with our community and how we can serve the people in our community who have this need and how we could do it in the midst of these COVID restrictions. We still need to do it, but we need other people in here. We need other minds. We need people with innovative thinking and thinking outside the box about how we can do this, how we can approach this. So if you have any questions, if you'd like to be involved, or if you just would like to come and observe one time and just see what's really going on, come and see me, talk to Deb Eisenbrown, Chris Jameson, any of the deacons. They're listed in our Tucket. And so thank you.